Let us pray. Holy God, open us up again and again and again, but especially during this time, that your word may come forth where we are. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in our hearts, in our situations, in all those places where we are. I pray now that each of us would receive exactly what we need to bring about the change in the here and now. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Oh, you said it like, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
I expected a response, but not that. Well, it's great. So many of you know that this is the beginning of the new year for the Christian calendar, right? Let me see the hands that are raised. All right. That is so good. Many of us didn't. We just responded, Happy New Year back, right? But it is truly a happy new year. For those of us that look at the liturgical season and the Christian calendar, we know that Advent kicks off the new year. The new Christian year. But many of us kind of wait till a month later, around December 31st, to look at the new year. That's the calendar year. But I'm glad, because I want to challenge you today. I want to challenge you as you hear this message. I want you to think of this new year for you, this new way for you as a disciple of Jesus Christ to live into this Advent season. You see, as we take this seriously, we are to know and to believe that we should be shaped by time. We should be moved by time. We should be changed by time. And when we look at the Christian calendar, there are things that happen that really shape and form us. And as you just heard the text from Olivia, there's a lot going on. This is about time. This is about disruption. This is about things that are going on in the life of God's people. So Advent means arrival, coming, approaching. It's a word that truly is for us today. Some of you may have thought that when you think of a new year, it's like the Easter season for some of us, or the trumpets, or Pentecost with the fire. No, today, as you heard this gospel lesson, it's about despair. It's about sorrow. It's about suffering. It's about grief. It's about fear. It's about loss. It's about the here and now for us, God's people. And I know that may not be what some of you are looking at when you hear this text today, the Gospel of Mark. You may not look at the people in this text as being people that are sad, struggling. But I want you to know that we lit candles for Advent. But the people in this text, they're not lighting candles. These are people that are holding on to the hope that Jesus will do what he said, and that the God that they serve would truly be. So while this is encouraging that this is a new year, it's also not so encouraging, but it's also demanding. It's demanding for us, people of God, to look at time being interrupted, time being disrupted, intersected. For us, it's about the darkness that has come, the darkness that makes us look at the God that we say is of light. The last verse said to be awake. Be awake. To be awake means to be alert, to be vigilant. To be watchful, I think, is to be in the here and now. How many of you today are in the here and now, in this time in your life? Some of us are still back around Thanksgiving, right? A year or 5 years ago. I believe this text calls us to be in the here and now, to be vigilant. The vigilance that I believe Jesus is speaking of in this text is when we hear the stories all around us that opens our hearts and our ears to look at how we as people of faith are to respond. You heard about Open Table Ministry. You heard about the need to have gloves and caps and other things for people in need. You brought in here some of those things that you've been hearing all week long. For me, I've been devastated hearing the story of little Mariah Woods. Y'all know we have to pray. The three-year-old who was found. Oh, yes, she was found. Yes, and her mother's boyfriend was charged with the murder. For those of you that didn't know, we have to stay awake, alert, vigilant. But Mariah Woods is not the only one. Ashante Davis, a 10-year-old little girl who committed suicide because a parent put on an app of the little girl getting beat up by another little girl and put it all over for the world. The little girl was so upset. She went home and hung herself. She had been bullied by these children for so long. We are to be alert. We are to look at where God is calling us to bring the change, to act as people of faith. And during Advent, there's anxiety. Some of us are sad. Some of us really don't like this season because it pushes us into what? Christmas. Oh, the memories of those that are not with us. The memories of things that we didn't get right last year. It is a time where many of us feel abandoned, left out. Stay awake, people of faith. Stay awake in the here and now. And for us today, this text is reading us. It's telling us ways in which we are to look at a faith that has hope all around it. We've got new babies in this congregation. As I look out, I see them. I can't turn but so many ways without looking at the new babies. Oh, we know you're staying awake, new mommies and new daddies, right? You're staying awake. There's no doubt. For some of us, staying awake gets so difficult because we get so accustomed to what is the norm, the noise all around us, places that we go, things that we do. We get so accustomed to doing and being the same. This is your new year, people of faith. You're challenged in the here and now to look at how you are to stay alert, how you are to stay awake. Some of us look at this text and we find that Jesus is saying over and over to the people that you got to look for me in other places. But for us, that's difficult. Some of us come to church specifically to look for Jesus. But we go to the job and we are like, we don't even know Jesus. Y'all know about those people, right? We have people that are in Christian environments and they're all holier than thou. As soon as they step out, there is no Jesus with them. People of faith today, some of us walk in false assumptions, thinking that Christmas is this way. To be a Christian is to be that way. But this gospel is saying to us today, that we've got to look at the cross. We've got to look at the struggles, the desperation, the difficulty to truly look at what it means to have the hope in Jesus. For us today, this text is about Christ and conflict. It's about Christ being confrontational. You see, when you go to Mark, you find from the beginning that Jesus' ministry is all about controversy and concern from the beginning. Even in chapter 3, he's already in trouble with his family, with his parents, with the political people, those that are in authority. And we find that this is not unusual because the Gospel of Mark is wanting us to really accept that the main thing is all about God, not tradition. Not the establishment, but not tradition, but about God. And for us, we struggle with that because we walk in different situations believing that the way we were taught is the only way. The God that we were taught growing up is the God that we want to live by. But I believe today, as Mark challenges us, we've got to make those things that are invisible, visible in our communities. Those things that are hidden behind layers and layers of race and gender and sexual orientation. We've got to bring them to the forefront in the here and now. You see, 4 years ago, I was honored to be a part of the Vincent Harding cohort. Well, we gathered once a month individuals from the city of Durham to tell stories about the community of Durham through the lens of struggle, difficulty, The civil rights movement. If you don't know Vincent Harding, how many of you know who I'm speaking of? A civil rights, he passed in 2014. We were about 15 of us that would gather to read great books, to tell the stories, and to look at the struggle through the lens of the here and now, the struggle of the civil rights movement. And one of the things that I remember us highlighting during that time was a quote that says, "There is something deeply built into us that needs story itself. Story is a source of nurture. We cannot become really, truly human, being ourselves and for each other, without a story." I read that quote to you because we are to accept this new year and the story of Jesus and our own story. Some of us have tried to erase our story, where we came from, what our experience has been. But listening to the stories of others and our own story is what helps us to stay alert, to stay awake. And through those readings and conversations over the years, I gleaned so much. And I made the connection between Advent and this situation of storytelling, because it is about the here and now. You see, the civil rights movement back then was not easy. It was built around struggle. And the life of Jesus during this time and the people that followed Jesus, they struggled. The good news in all of this was that even in the midst of difficulty and catastrophes, the disciples didn't leave. How many of you today know what it's like when God is doing something in you during your darkest hour? How many of you today know what it's like when there is something in the here and now in your life and it's during the darkest hour? You see, people of faith, we need to hold on to that. That is the cross that Jesus is saying to the people in this text. It begins in the verse 24 that says, the sun will be darkened, the mountains will be darkened. Darkness. How many of you know about those dark hours where nobody could help you but God? Yeah. Nobody could come through but God. Cancer, loss of job, failure, relationships, divorce, death, the here and now, even through all of that, it's during those times where you see God. You are awake. You're awake then, because before you think you're in control, before you think you're causing all the good, but it's during those times that we pay attention to the hand of God at work in our lives. You see, it's not about the feeling good, sounding good, or even looking good. It's about when you know it's all jacked up, but God is there. It's about knowing when it's dark and you can't even see the light, God is still there. This is a bad, bad time for people in this text. Oh, yes, it was a bad time. The people were suffering like many of us here today. Some of us are sitting on the edge of our seat because we don't want anyone to know the suffering that we've gone through. But it's a new year for whoever you are. And this is a challenge for you in the here and now. This is a time where Jesus, as an adult, is presenting two offerings to the people in this text: prophetic judgment and prophetic comfort. So for you today, wherever you are, what you've experienced, I hope you receive the prophetic comfort in knowing that just as Jesus stood and shared with the people, he's also standing with you and offering comfort to you. I believe that this is a call for all of us to not look at Advent as something different, but to live in it in a different way. You see, we've got the decorations here. We're ready to bring them out. We've got things that have been passed on from family to family that we want to put up, but also our own mess that we're bringing back this year. Stuff that we have not let go of. But people of faith, it's a new year. This is a here and now. Where are you? Where are you? How many of you are really living in this Advent season? Or have you stepped into Christmas and moved into places that were from 10 years ago back because it's Christmas time? Y'all know what I'm talking about, don't you? It's times when we bring up Christmas stuff when it should have been buried and let go of. Let's talk about time for a moment, because time is a strange thing. It's good to know that in this gospel, at the heart of this gospel, it is truly that God dwells in time with us. Time is what we need, people of faith. When you're going through something, you want to push the button for it to end. You want to move over to the next situation. But sometimes there is no moving. Your time is right there standing still in the here and now. And for some of us today, with what we have come into this sanctuary with, it is a here and now. Deal with it. Handle it. You got to remember who you are today. You got to remember that you are in a place where God sees you. God knows you. And no matter what you do, you can't get prepared enough for what is about to happen. Oh, you may think you can through all the means and the support that you have. But let me say this to you. No matter what you do, God arrives. No matter how prepared you are or unprepared you are. No matter who you are, God shows up despite what you do and what you fail to do. God will come, does come, no matter where you are and what you do. You see, this is for us today. We come in here prepared, looking good, trying to sound good, and sometimes treat people in a certain way because we think they deserve to be treated good. But we don't control any of that. That is all God's. In the here and now, all of this is God's. I remember a class that I took at Colgate while working on my doctorate, and it was a class that has helped me. It's Kairos time. Discerning the signs of the time. Kairos, many of you know, it means time. And we know that when we look at the first Kairos, it's when God came to dwell with us. That was the very first Kairos for us as people of faith. And as we move forward, we look at the meaning of Advent for us as believers, which means that Kairos is a disruption. Kairos is an interruption. Where are you today? What are you going to do? You got your Christmas tree up. You've already moved to Christmas. Some of you really have a New Year plan already worked out. Some of you already have stepped into that new year without looking at the here and now. Where is your Kairos consciousness? Which means, where is God in your situation? Have you looked and said, God, what am I to do? How do you want to use me? How am I to respond? Or have you just moved on as if it's been resolved? Stuff is happening in our communities, in our world, all around us. There are stories we need to hear, we need to listen to. Some of us have ignored them. Some of us don't want to hear. Some of us will pick up a report and believe everything that's there instead of going face to face to hear the actual story from the person. You know, one of the things that I remember about this class was looking at a book about the life of Dietrich Bonhoeffer, one of my favorite theologians. And it was in this particular book, all of his writings were there. And one in particular was A Spoke in the Wheel by Renette Wind. You see, it was in this particular book that I began to hear how Bonhoeffer looked at handling problems. Handling difficult things, handling the powers that be, those things that try to take over. And he knew that so well, having been killed right before the Nazis really got kicked out. But we know they're still here. But this particular book shared with me three ways in which Bonhoeffer wanted us as people of faith to handle the difficult ways in which we are to stay awake, ways in which we are to stay alert when we're dealing with stuff. He states that the church action for staying awake should be, one, call people out. Call them out. Y'all don't like that. But he clearly says, call them out. In other words, if things are happening, you are not to sit back and not remind people of their responsibilities and their commitment to right. You're to call them out. Number two, he reminds us as people of faith, to stay awake means to help the oppressed, to help the helpless, to aid them, even if they are not Christian. And the third thing that he states for us to remember as people of faith is that don't just put a Band-Aid on a problem. When there's a victim before you, don't just put a Band-Aid. Jam a spoke in the wheel. That's what acting up, activism, and stepping into the deep, dark places we're called to be, not in our nice little good churches. But we're to get on the front lines and be agitators. People of faith that ask those questions and demand action. You see, if we're going to stay awake, we got to remember staying awake is not just leaning in and not opening your mouth. I'm so glad that we're here today. I'm so glad that we are beginning to look at this new year. And I'm glad that as I look at this whole story of Advent is about our walk, a complete journey. It's not just during this time for us. This should be ongoing. We know that Christ has arrived. Is that correct? How many of y'all know that?
Right.
I want to make sure. Am I talking to the right people though? Christ has arrived. We are to proclaim that. We are to walk in that. We are to assure each other of that. This is a here and now for us. This is a time for us when things seem to be falling apart all around us, when things are going the opposite way that we plan. Some of us grab our arms, our rifles, our guns. Some of us try to run into places that will hide us. But you got to stay awake, people of faith. You've got to stay awake. You've got to have a readiness in your heart and in your mind. This means that you've got to expect that Jesus is and Jesus will. Alertness is important for us today. I want you to ask yourself a question. How am I going to live today? Am I going to live in a way that's watchful? Am I going to live in a way that's wakeful to bring about action all around me? Or am I going to live in a way that Jesus is my personal savior and that's all that matters? You see, some of us have been traumatized in the here and now. Oh, yes. Some of us have gone through difficulty with what's on the radio, the TV, all around us in our communities, in our world, based on race, gender, sexual orientation. We've been through it. And some of us are privileged. Well, we think the scriptures are specifically for a certain group of us. But I want to say to you today, there are a lot of reasons why people don't step into the church. Because sometimes it's just as much violence in the church as it is outside of the church. And so we have to stay awake to know who we say we are, live into that, but also call each other out and be willing to stand for truth and right. Today is a here and now for us, people of faith. It's a time for waiting, but not waiting and doing nothing. Waiting with the heart and a mind open to bring about the action. It's a time to move to a place of watchfulness, awakeness, where you are responding. It's a new year for us. And even looking at that, there's new beginnings, there's new life, there's mercy, there's grace, there's hope. But it isn't just that. It causes us to respond in a way, personally. So as you are here today, if you know there are things in your life, in your community, that you can bring about a change, do it. In the here and now, be awake. Be awake to the things that you know God is calling you to do. It's a new day, and God is calling us to roll up our sleeves, to not wait till December 31st when we kick off and blow the whistles, but to start now, doing the struggle, doing the difficulty, doing the darkness, to claim that I'm here and now, and I'm standing on the word of God. I'm awake, and I expect the God that I know that is here to continue to show up in every situation. Will you do that today? Amen. That's my challenge to you. Amen.